Making sure I look awake up here, you know?
You're as tired as we are.
It's the earliest media I'll probably ever have to do, so.
Same.
Knock it out. Let's all get through it.
What time did you wake up?
I was up at 6. Well, with the baby, I was up a lot, but up for good, probably 6:30.
A couple good wide receivers, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas. You figure you'll match up with either one or a combination of both at some point?
Yeah, I'll be on the field and they'll be on the field, so I'll probably see one of them along with, you know, the Caldwells and the other guys they roll in there and Latimers and that. So, I mean, they're all good players. They got a good quarterback. He makes them even better. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, as a competitor, as a corner, there's no better matchup than playing some high-profile guys in a high-profile game. I think that's what we all live for.
Your primary responsibility, I guess, is, you know, make sure the ball just doesn't get there and defend that. But with a guy like Peyton Manning, who doesn't have the velocity of many other quarterbacks or that he once did, do you see opportunities to make a play, undercut the route?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our primary responsibility is to get the ball. On defense, I mean, that helps so much. Games that we win in turnovers, the turnover battle, games that we get interceptions, we have really high win percentage. So our goal always is to get the ball. And then next is, you know, not let them catch it. So if we're in good enough position to play the ball, I mean, we're taught to go get it. We're always going to be aggressive in that end and try to go get those turnovers because, I mean, it's a risk, but it's a huge reward.
When you have a matchup guy, you watch all the routes and everything throughout the week. But then how much time do you spend on the other receivers in the offense? Because at some point you might have to switch over to them.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on game plan. We're going to watch a lot of film as a team. And, I mean, we probably watch more than anyone can imagine here. 12-hour days in the facility, a lot of guys spend. And then going home, I might watch my matchup or a little bit of something I haven't seen. So a lot of time goes to film study because that's just the best way to prepare for what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, games like this, they're going to have plays for our weaknesses. They're going to have plays game plan to try to beat us. They're going to have plays that they like to run. So you can't really go out there and assume what they're going to run. You got to kind of play everything honest, but you have a good idea with the more you watch.
Last time you played the Broncos, you had a lot of success against Demaryius. When you go back and watch that game, what do you think that you did that worked so well against him?
I think he was playing with a new quarterback. I think there were some timing issues there, but that might not be the same this time. But I just felt like I competed with the guy. And naturally, I didn't back down from any challenge. I kind of stepped up to the plate and, you know, took what I felt like was mine and went and played the ball, got my hands on the ball a lot, which I want to continue to do each and every week. And, I mean, that's something that I'm developing and growing as a corner, just going out there good and bad, just trying to compete with these receivers and you know, hold my own.
When the Patriots have a takeaway, they have a really high win percentage. Is there a certain stat that you heard this week, you know, from the coaches in meetings or anything that kind of crystallizes how important it is to force those turnovers when you can?
Yeah, nothing. No particular stat, but we win the turnover battle. Just being a football player, when you win the turnover battle, it definitely gives your team a higher percentage of winning. I just think that's a general football stat. And then when you have a great offense and a great guy like Tom Brady, every time you can take a ball away and give him an extra possession, hopefully and usually he gets points out of it. And, you know, points equals wins in the playoffs and just in football in general.
Denver's been a real tough place for you guys over the years. Is there any one reason? Is it a combination of reasons? And is that a little extra motivation for you going into this game to get over that Denver hump?
Kind of fix a lot of the past.
I think they're a good team. I think that's why it's just tough. I mean, we usually play them in big games. We usually play them in the playoffs. We won our fair share. They won their fair share. So I think everything's kind of even here. And I think that, I think there's enough motivation just in the game itself to want to do everything you can to win this one.
Peyton Manning called you and Malcolm Butler both highly intelligent players. How do you view Peyton?
It's a good compliment. I think he's a highly intelligent player as well. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.